The beautiful sounds of a song that you've heard many times before here on Double J. It is Ben Howard, Nika Libres, At Dusk, from a record that we featured back in June, Noonday Dream. It is the third album for the artist out of the UK, and he joins us here in Australia off the back of Splendour in the Grass, two big shows in Sydney, two in Melbourne, and this morning a very small show here live in the Double J studios. Welcome back to Australia, Ben.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Wonderful to have you back here in the country. I mean, that song, like all of your music on this record, transports you very much. You're talking about the Caribbean, the mountains, a colada. Yeah. Where did you write this song?
I kind of wrote in a few places. It was definitely inspired over in Nicaragua, but I think I wrote in England, to be honest, in the English countryside. Yeah.
When, I mean, like I said, this record really does transport you to another place. Is that your sort of intention when you're writing music? You're thinking about the place that you want to take the people who are going to listen to it on the other side?
Yeah, I don't necessarily think you sort of set out with that intention, but yeah, it definitely became that, this record. Started realising the joys of it, and it was a sort of, yeah, kind of invitation to kind of take 10 minutes and kind of drift a little. It doesn't have the urgency of the other records we've put out, I don't think.
There's a lot more experimentation on this album as well.
Yeah, perhaps. I've sort of, I mean, live I've been taking on a couple of guitar solos, which I never really thought that was me. I had a bit of an identity crisis the other night. I was actually playing solos and had a good time. I don't know, maybe stick with that.
Did you start thinking about stadiums and just rocking out?
Yeah, not quite, but yeah, it was out there.
This is the shredding period of Ben Howard's life.
Perhaps, wouldn't that be fun, yeah.
Is it about creating an atmosphere, though, using all of these different layers on this record and then translating it live? Do you sort of creating a space where people can check out and check into a totally different world?
I think it's more the record was actually simply about being creative and sort of at least, yeah, amusing yourself in terms of making something that, yeah, that was enjoyable, and you could sort of take that kind of route yourself rather than there was no sort of foresight into how other people would take it on. We were kind of very much doing our own thing. We'd been out of the loop for a little while, and it was quite nice to just make a record in our own time and see what sounds we enjoyed playing around with. I don't know, it was just a bit fun, really.
You produced this record yourself. So, yeah. You know, when you're in that space, do you kind of surrender to the song and see where it'll take you?
No, you make a lot of decisions kind of instantaneously, and then you doubt those decisions, and then you change those decisions, and then you kind of come back to the original decision that you made and you realise it was probably the best one. So then you re-record it all again, and it becomes really time-consuming. Yeah.
You say that through gritted teeth.
Yeah, a bit of experience, yeah.
How long did it take you to make this album?
I think all in all, probably we spent the best part of a year doing it.
Yeah.
It wasn't, I think the songs had been around longer. The songs became a kind of patchwork, but the actual record probably took a year, I suppose.
And when you're producing it yourself, what sort of space were you set up in? Did you have a place where you could just spend all the time in the world, or did you sort of booked studio time that you had limitations in that regard?
Yeah, it varied. I think in that sense, it was probably an experiment as to how you can make a record, whether you need a big studio or whether you do it in a shed or in your front room. And I think we kind of tried all of them. So there was no rules to it, really. And that was the joy of it as well, just to kind of, the spaces could change, and we just seen what we had with the time we had and where we wanted to be and where we were. You know, it was me and Mickey, really, Mickey Smith, we sort of produced it together, I suppose. Not intentionally either. It was, we kind of realised we were making a record, and we didn't have anyone else to produce it, so we thought we'd better crack on ourselves.
Give it a bash.
Yeah.
Worked out well, though.
Yeah, thank you. I enjoyed making it a lot, yeah.
The songs as well, just thinking of their structure, I mean, it kind of, they feel to me like chapters, you know, like you're sort of jumping from one story to the other, but there's these beautiful interludes, and they're not specifically interludes, but there's introductions to each song. Kind of feels as though you're sort of stepping from a stone to a stone, and you're in a different place with each of them in a beautiful way. Do songs feel like stories to you, like chapters?
Yes, I think songs inevitably are, especially looking back at songs and looking back at records. I think I've got a bad reputation for only playing songs that are kind of current to me, but yeah, I think I see them as times and places, and they change, and the meanings of them change, and that's all right. I've no hard time letting the meanings change But I think, yeah, they definitely become little portraits and eventually a kind of collection of portraits and a time and a place. Definitely on a personal level, that's what it is for me. It is little chapters and minor revelations along the way, I suppose. Yeah.
Ben Howard is joining us here on Double J. He has brought in his guitar and a little amp.
Yes.
And you're going to play a song for us now live in the studio. The song that you've chosen is There's Your Man. Why this song?
Because...
I'm grilling you.
Yeah, I suppose I don't have to rely on the band. I rely on a band so heavily these days, so this is one I can play by myself, I suppose.
Listen. Let's hear it now. Ben Howard is joining us. I'll let you make your way to that tall stool here in the Double J studios. This is Ben Howard live on Double J, and There's Your Man. Beautiful sounds here live on Double J. Thank you for that, Ben. That was incredible.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I mean, no one can see what you're doing unless you've seen Ben Howard live. I just want to talk about what was going on there, because the way that you play, how do you describe that? You're plucking the guitar strings in a quite percussive, rhythmic way. How would you describe your particular playing style for anyone who's never seen Ben Howard live? We just heard it. What does it look like?
I don't know. I try not to think about it. If I think about it too much,
don't you hate it when journalists ask you to like describe your music?
I find it difficult. Yeah, I think it's more that you become conscious of what you're doing, or they force you to be conscious of what you're doing, and it's actually way better to be unconscious.
Do you experiment a lot with what you can do with your guitar? You've obviously got a lot more going on in terms of what you're doing live with the amount of people on stage. But when it's just you, are you constantly thinking about the different ways you can manipulate your music, whether it's the style of finger plucking or the capos you're using or anything?
No, I think it's more whether I'm enjoying what I'm doing and whether it sometimes like a guitar has a kind of spirit and it has a song in it. Sometimes it's a certain combination of delays or something. I think I have a fascination with delays. I think I like it when it talks back to me. You play something and it reacts, especially reverse delays, because then it talks back to you, but it's backwards, and it gets quite confusing, and I find that quite interesting. But no, it's just whatever feels inspiring. I think that's the key with it, rather than anything else.
Even when you're playing your own music, you're obviously the person who's executing it. Do you still feel like you can get lost in your own songs?
Yeah, I try really hard to, I think. Yeah, that's kind of what I do, yeah.
And you're joined by a lot of people on stage these days. I mean, go back to the very early days of Ben Howard and it was just you and your guitar, and now you have, I think, 8 people on stage joining you at these Australian shows.
Yeah, there's a group of us. Makes it fun.
Was it hard to put this particular tour together when you were thinking about, I guess, the way that you'd translate this record as a live record as well?
No, I think that's something you learn as you go. I've enjoyed the learning process again. You know, we were rusty when we came back on the road, and the last record was a different kettle of fish as well. So it was, yeah, it's definitely been a different record to play live. And I think some days we find our feet with it, and some days it is exactly what it's supposed to be. But it's ever changing.
4 years passed between this album and the last. She came back after, I guess, keeping a pretty low profile online on social media. Ben Howard just kind of disappeared, and then all of a sudden there was new Ben Howard. There was a little Instagram post of a poolside, a chair, an amplifier. Do you like it that way? Do you like it that your music is the way that you communicate with people that love what you do, and that you don't need to necessarily have the social media profile that a lot of other artists seem to have?
I think social media is just an interesting one of whether, again, what you find inspiring, whether it aids your creativity or whether it takes away from it. And I mean, there might be a day when I get into it, but it's also, I think I'm in a kind of perpetual state of resisting everything, kind of sometimes even myself. And so social media kind of plays with a lot of those quirks. And I think it works for some people, it works, doesn't work for others. It's never really entertained me that much. I don't feel like it feeds my creativity, so I don't really use it.
It sucks creativity.
Maybe. I mean, yeah, some people feed off it and that's their thing as well, but I don't, never really, not now anyway at the moment. Maybe in the future, you never know, I might get into it.
Instagram stories ahoy from Ben
I'm
Howard.
I'm open to anything. Yeah.
Well, what you create when you take a few years off and come back is something beautiful. We featured Noonday Dream, as I said, earlier this year on Double J. And what a treat to have you come in and play it
thank you.
Live
thank
for
you
us here in
me.
Studio. Thanks so much for joining us, Ben.
Cheers.